60th anniversary of one of the greatest sports programs ever that we're going to get to here in a few minutes, but so many people wanting to sound off about the Cowboys and the NFL draft. And let's go to Norman in Sachse. You're on the ticket.
Yes, sir.
Norman.
Hey. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, yeah. It seems like we've heard from you before.
Heard from you.
Day one, P1.
All right.
I love y'all's show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Norman.
I've been listening to y'all since before now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I remember when y'all were on in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. 2 to 5 days.
Yeah, I used to listen on 1310 a.m.
Right.
And then it was 1700 a.m.
Yeah.
And then 99.2 HD, and then I think it was 96.7 FM.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Isn't that funny?
We've had a lot of frequencies.
Now it's the Sports Day app.
Oh, there you go.
How are y'all doing today?
We're doing great. Good. What's on your mind?
Y'all going to have Ribby on today?
No, we did that yesterday.
Yeah, I really miss his mock drafts.
Yeah.
Y'all going to do those again sometime?
Well, we did. We did it yesterday.
Yeah, what's Corby like?
He's great.
Are y'all going to be doing a remote in Tarrant County soon?
No.
Yeah, that wouldn't help me anyway, because I live in Collin County.
Do you have a question or a point?
Are Saroy and the pepper spray guy there?
No.
Yeah, I love the Rangers.
Okay. Great.
Hey, listen, I've been thinking about this and talking with my family from my mom's side.
Uh-huh.
And I really feel like my opinion is that the Cowboys are probably going to get the 10th pick in this year's draft.
Well,
so people say I'm crazy, but 10 is where I see them going.
Well, that's not an opinion. That's where they are in the draft order.
I love your humor, George. I want to know, do you guys think it, don't you think it'd be a good idea for the Cowboys to trade Dak and Zeke to Denver so they can move up to the number 9 pick so that they could take a productive player like Trevor Lawrence or Kwity Paye?
No, first of all, Lawrence isn't going to be there at 9, and I don't think they have any interest in trading Dak. I don't think that would be a wise move at all.
Yeah, I really think they need to address the special teams crisis.
Crisis?
They were actually better in special teams last year.
Don't you think that would be the best use of for this franchise on tomorrow's draft day that we're going to have?
Well, it starts tonight, and no, I don't think you pick for special teams number 10 overall.
Y'all don't think Trevor Lawrence would be good on special teams?
No. Terrible idea.
Okay, I guess you just think that Trevor Lawrence isn't any good, huh?
No.
He's great.
Oh, and I bet you think that Kwity Paye is just an excuse made by your widow wife, huh?
What?
So you guys don't like my ideas, right?
No,
not these.
So you're saying that I'm just an idiot, dumb man who has so much stupid in his head that he can't even figure out a way to convince his sister to practice kissing?
What? Well, we weren't going to go there.
Because he just happens to think the Cowboys need to trade away Dak and Zeke to move up one single spot to take a player who won't fall that low or another player who won't go that high, huh? Is that what you just texted Mike McCarthy about during break, George?
No.
That I was an idiot, dumb man who has so much stupid in his head they can't figure out a way to convince his sister to practice kissing because he just so happens that the Cowboys need to get rid of Dak and Zeke to move up one single spot to take a player who won't fall that low or another player who won't go that high and sounds like an ornamental mishap.
No.
Huh? Let me tell you something, Norman Miller. One of these days, somebody's going to knock the wind out of your sails, mister. Craig, you think you're so high and mighty because you bought a LeBron James three-pointer top shot moment for $253 on March 5th.
Whoa, how do you know that?
And George, you're a real champ for kicking that possum halfway across the backyard the week before last in a story that you deemed, quote, too cruel for your radio image.
That was a long time ago.
Let me tell you, you guys are going to be out of business within 6 months.
Wow.
6 months, I tell you. Mm. When Catman finally fires you for not going to live spots on time right out of break. Someday, Donovan Miller, when you guys are down and out on your luck, drinking vodka in the cars you stole from the D&M lease return used car sample.
We didn't steal anything.
I'm going to be there, and I'm going to put a baseball bat through your windows, mister.
Whoa.
You're going to hell, Donovan Miller.
Oh,
hell? I'm going to send you there.
No.
And hey, here's a little secret for you.
Okay.
Danny White, he wasn't that great.
Hey, that's it.
Hey,
cut him off.
Hang up on him. Boy, that took a turn. He loved us in the beginning.
Yeah. There's Norman and Sachse.